So maybe, maybe not everyone who's in church this morning has this sense that once a month y'all do the service for us. Y'all do the readings and the psalm and the prayers, and you're always doing most of the acolyting, and it's not always easy, right, to pull some of those things off. I was thinking this morning as I was listening to those readings that when y'all come in and you do the readings or you do the prayers, we're just like, okay, hey, get up, read that thing. And you don't get very much instruction. But when, before I became a priest, I had to go to graduate school, school called seminary. Do you know about this? Yes, you know about seminary? Who knows? No one knows, except for me. And in seminary, I went to school for 3 years, 3 long years, to learn about how to conduct this liturgy. That's a fancy way for saying how to read these prayers outside so that they land in a meaningful way into our hearts. So I had a ton of practice. And a part of my school, that school that I went to after I went to school, and then after I went to the school that I went to after the school, and part of that was this class called homiletics. And in homiletics is a fancy word for preaching. And every priest had to go take this class in homiletics. We had to learn how to preach. And it was in this kind of funny room. It was a normal classroom for the most part, except in the back of the classroom, in the back corner, it had one of these. Do you know what this is?
Yes.
What? It's a what?
It's a thingamajigger.
It's a thingamajigger also. That's what some people know it as. I know it as, and Eric knows it as, a pulpit. And in the back of that classroom, in my seminary classroom, there was a pulpit. And then in the opposite corner, there was like a security camera that would record everything you did so you could watch game tape afterwards and critique yourself on preaching, or your classmates could watch it with you and they would critique yourself in preaching. And what I can tell you is the first time I ever preached in that class, I preached the gospel that we have for today. And if you listen to that carefully, it says like, hey, watch out for the religion scholars who walk around in long robes. And they like to say long prayers, right? Does that remind you of anyone here? Yeah, that's right. And that's right. I know. And I couldn't get over that. I was like, I'm a scribe. Like, I'm the one that Jesus is complaining about here. I'm the one that Jesus is cautioning us around. And what we should know about Mark's Jesus, Mark's the gospel that we have, and we're reading Jesus's voice through the lens of Mark. What we should know about Mark's Jesus is kind of hard on religious people like me. He's like, hey, you guys need to be careful. You need to watch out for the way that you conduct yourselves in public with other people. Does anyone know why?
No.
No? Yeah? Why?
No.
What? Why?
Because if there's a crash down from a mountain, they can be hurt.
Yeah, well, that's true. If religious people fell off a mountain, they could be hurt. That's not exactly what I was thinking, though, James. Let me tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking Jesus is kind of hard on religious people because religious people like me, religious people like us, those people who occupy churches week in and week out, we're kind of the representatives of God's voice, God's care, God's love, God's nurture, God's healing in the world. And that's a sacred role that we play. It's a really important role that we play as religious people in the community. And so if we're just saying long prayers to say them, or we're just wearing these robes to distinguish ourselves from other people and to help us feel a little bit better about ourselves, that we might be better than other people, well, that's not the right reason, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Yeah. No.
You're inside.
Yeah. So our position, what I think what Jesus is trying to bring to our consciousness, is trying to remind us of this morning, is this idea that you and I, that we, remember in this church, it's hardly ever you and almost always y'all, right? It's almost always us. So we listen to the instruction of Jesus this morning, and we're reminded that the work that we have to do as Christian people, as people of faith, as followers of Jesus, as members of St. John's Church, as members of other churches, our work in the world is to spread love and to make a difference. Yeah, did you know that, James? You kind of knew that. I feel like you kind of knew it. And if that's our work, then we should be very careful about doing it really well, right? Yeah. Well, that's not really exactly what I'm talking about right now, James. But here's what I would tell you. Who was training for acolyting this morning? Yeah, you guys were training? Yeah. And what did I tell you? What did I tell you you should do if you dropped that big torch or you dropped that big fancy book? What should you do? What should you do if you accidentally drop the cross or drop something up here? What should you do? Yeah, pick it up, right? Yeah, well, here's the deal. Sometimes when we're religious people, we think like, oh my gosh, it's so important. We have to do everything right. We don't have to do everything right, right? But we do need to be careful about what we do. So one of the things that I like to say about St. John's Episcopal Church is this. I like to say, we're serious about what we do here, but we don't take ourselves too seriously, right? Does that sound like a good plan? Yes, it does sound like a good plan, James. Yes, it does. Hey, men, help me out here, kids. Help me out.
If you drop your torch, it'll light stuff.
I don't think it will. So here's what I want you to walk away with this week. You ready? So I want you to listen carefully to the words of Jesus. I want you to listen carefully when he asks us to love our neighbors, when he asks us to nurture and care for the people who are around us. That means our families, our friends, but it also means strangers. And then when we think about coming into this place and we think about practicing our own faith, I want you to hold that with soft hands. I don't want you to take it too seriously. I want you to be serious about what you do, but not take it too seriously. Okay? Cool? Think you guys can do that?
No.
Yes, you can. I know you can. Yes, you can. Yep. I know you can. Okay, amen.